This is CliffCentral.com.
Hey everybody, you are tuned into the Curve Corner, and my name is Noluthando Nkosi, and I am vibing with Andy Lekunene.
Half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice, and I ain't never had a bad day in my damn life. Yo, today we're cooling out with Breeze, aka Zulu Bass King. This is the stage god himself, who has come down from heaven and graced us with his presence.
Hey yo, what up guys? I'm Breeze, Zulu Bass King, Skananda Laba Kube Puming Anda. Yazig and I'm at Cliff Central
Cook. Sure. Hey.
Issue. Guys, we're gonna have a good time today, eh?
That's it.
And we're gonna have an awesome
time. We always
time
have
today.
A good time. It's the Curve Corner, now me.
That's it. So our overall topic this morning is traditional/institutional education versus informal education. And by informal education, I'm talking YouTube, /forums.
Yeah,
Uncle Google. There's so many ways in which we learn things in this day and age. And we think that once you're reading and you know how to use a calculator, you can take over the world because you can go and
kind
of
sort it. what do you think, Breeze? Like, you know, we pick up so many skills. I mean, for instance, I've learned almost everything I know from YouTube.
Yeah.
I know how to make beats because of YouTube.
Snap. Where's my beats, homie?
No, I didn't say they were good. I just said I know how to make them.
Yeah.
You know, I understand the science behind the shit.
But that's true. Like YouTube, with YouTube, I've learned how to even do my own artwork. You can learn so many things, because as an artist, especially if you're independent,
you
need YouTube. Even like you said, you just learn how to make beats. My producer who produced most of my stuff, like Fender, he was producing for guys in Germany, and he never studied that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
He never studied. He should be a doctor right now. So he taught himself. He's self-taught, and he's doing amazing. YouTube is like imported in our...
Do you think that there's a distinction between the I went to school to learn sound engineering and the I went to YouTube to learn sound engineering? Is there a difference in the quality of music they make or create?
I'd say it differs, because some people are naturally skilled with stuff.
Yeah.
So like people who studied it, there is that sort of like, you know, skill and perfection and quality on it. But the guys who learn it on YouTube, there's certain swag, like there's certain swag that you can't like copy, and
so
like the guys that learned maybe through YouTube or through learning through other producers or anything, they're also actually good. But if they can study more, they'll be better than the guys who actually like studied the thing. Well, classical guys, because some classical guys or the guys who have degrees in the sound engineering, they're good, they give you quality, but sometimes you want that.
But
certain,
it's too technical.
Sometimes it's like, you know,
sometimes
you just want to be ratchet and like, put some, you know, put some swag.
I get that, because you know, one thing that formal education cannot teach you is passion. Like it's the love for that thing, you know. There's a difference between being talented, like you're saying, and being skilled. And when you're taught something through the book, you learn technicalities. But I'll not let Lindo le etiman, just feel it, you know, just feel it and go with it, you know.
Yeah, but not to say guys mustn't go and like study it. It's important to go study and learn all the traits and like enhance your skills.
Yeah.
Sure.
But like also, if you really love something, YouTube is good. Like you just have to research to get better. Sure. You always have to practice.
Sure.
Have a morning ritual every time. If you want to do something, if you want to be a video guy, wake up and learn different sides of, like, there's phones that we don't know like what they do. So if you learn the phone more, like an iPhone, people shoot music videos with that.
Shout out to iPhones.
That's so true.
But here's the thing. So are we saying that because in order to get into a sound engineering course or whatever in varsity, say UJ, for lack of a better school right now in my mind, University of Tjangalala. In order to get into UJ, you need to go through all the 12 years of school from grade 1 to grade 12, right? And then need to have your matric exemptions and all of those things and whatnot.
You need to qualify to get
Now, what happens if like I'm 14 and I've got this passion to make music? If ngiqala ku YouTube and I'm making music for 4 years until I'm 18, by the time I hit 18, I'm dope. Do I still need to go to UJ?
I think you should still study it, even if like it comes naturally as a skill. I don't think like anyone in the world, like there'll be people who are lucky with like talents and stuff, but I think it's important to go and study more and learn more.
It's studying what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right now I'm studying, because nobody gets onto a laptop and opens up Cubase and like, and I don't even think Cubase is a thing now anymore. Is it a thing?
Yeah. What is Cubase?
People are using Fruity Loops.
And Pro Tools. Yeah. Pro Tools is a thing right now, right? Yeah. So I wouldn't get onto Pro Tools knowing how to use Fruity Loops and GarageBand or whatever.
Yeah.
I won't get on to Pro Tools and go, oh no, I know everything. Yeah, I'm gonna freaking, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You still have to study it. So that's why I need to. It's not like we're not saying no to education here. What we're asking is
the platform.
Yeah.
Is it because I'm from a different platform? Abantu bangithatha less seriously, or can I be from a YouTube and still be taken as seriously as every other?
I think also it depends on how you use your platform with YouTube.
Sure.
If you become a YouTube producer or whatever, you become so good, I think now it's the business side that makes you more like serious. If you're gonna start selling your beats online,
the skill itself, acquiring the skill, where do you think it's better to acquire the skill?
For my side.
Yeah, from your side.
I think the raw stuff, like learning it yourself.
University of YouTube.
Yeah, University of YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
For, on my side.
Yeah.
Because even musically, I like taught myself and learned from people.
Okay.
You know, like watching people getting inspired from other artists.
Okay. But so can you make beats and stuff as well? And
I'm learning. Okay. I can, but I'm not great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Breeze officially sucks at making beats.
I don't suck, but you gotta choose your lane. Huh? You can't do everything.
Yeah, no, it's bad.
And you must excel at what you know.
Yeah,
you're
must
good
excel.
At.
Yeah, yeah. I'm good at performance, so I excel at.
Hence the stage guard.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Each ever performance.
I completely get what you're saying, though. You need to have that swag about it. I completely agree with. My personal opinion, I completely agree with Breeze when he says that the people that do it informally actually do it better at times. And it really is because they just have more love for it, or it feels like they've got more love for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I mean, why are we still going to university, guys? Because honestly, I've got Siri.
Well, okay, listen, there's certain things that they can teach you that the streets can't. And that's what you're tapping into. But see, there's certain technicalities that you actually do need.
Mm.
But the one thing about university or formal institutions is that they take away your thinking capacity and your creativity, because they then tell you, this is the way. Exactly. Yeah. So this is the way in which you do it. And outside of that, you can't get to be, you know.
Okay.
So you need certain things, but the longer you stay in that institution, the more they take away that the essence that you
I would
need.
Have loved, like, for them to start in high school, like teaching kids, like wait until university to learn, like, these serious grown-up things. Like, if you started in high school, like, would know how to manage money more properly.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because we mismanage money, especially artists. Like, we get money.
I don't think it's just artists, Baba.
Song. But, like, I'm just talking because I'm an artist also. That's why where I learn, like, not to make mistakes. Like, you have to learn from different artists who've come before us. So it's okay. This is what they did wrong. My ends are in mind.
Hey, guys, do you think that, like, history majors, you know, the guys that go to varsity and study history?
Yeah.
Do you still, they think, they still get jobs and stuff?
Because
Where?
What are you studying, bro? Like, question you're being asked.
History is constant, bro.
Where are they working?
But what I'm saying is, at your work, right, as a history graduate or whatever, whatever question they ask you, they can ask Google.
Yeah, but you listen, I get that, but
perhaps it's because we don't know what history people do.
You know, there's certain sites, man. As much as I love informal education and University of YouTube and Uncle Google and stuff like that,
people must go to school if they want to be doctors.
Well, no, that's not. Yeah. Well, let's have
these guys
doctors from formal
let's not do
institutions.
A doctor.
But also, it just goes back to. You see, now I've lost my train of thought. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I am half man, half amazing, after all.
It's funny. You talk about history.
And it just goes, and it's history.
Yeah.
the thing is, people always reference history. And now you have sites such as Wikipedia. We all know that on Wikipedia, well, it's not necessarily a lie, but it can start off from the truth. But anyone can access a Wikipedia page
and edit it.
So I can write all sorts of amazing things about me and not even say I'm born in South Africa, and already that's not a fact. So you're dealing with stuff like that. And I'm not saying,
you know, I changed Mandela's birthday on Wikipedia.
Really?
Yeah, people haven't noticed yet.
But my thing is,
no, I'm kidding.
But I get what you're saying, because people who actually know history, they have that, they have some knowledge that is not on Google.
Sure.
Yeah, but let me play devil's advocate here.
I don't think.
How do you know that what's coming out of your teacher's mouth
is the truth?
Is the truth. Because he could be Wikipedia-ing you himself.
Even history, there's some lies.
We've been taught some real lies, especially in history. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, our whole school system is just flawed, and this is why I'm a huge believer in learning things for yourself, not being fed things. You know, like we do in regular school, because. How many things, or like, fast forward 10 years later, it's not true anymore? You know?
Because it was based on opinion or based on context at that time when the theorem was made or whatever.
Yeah.
Like when the world was flat.
Yep.
So there Anila, when you found out the truth, were your heart broken? Some of these stories.
Man, my heart was mad broken, yo. For like a lot of things, like Father Christmas. I was thinking
the same thing. Why?
Really?
Yeah, Father Christmas. I thought that was a real dude.
I really didn't get that.
The Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. In South Africa, you guys...
Yeah, but like the Easter Bunny is a bit weird because it's like a rabbit that lays eggs.
Yeah, that was weird for me.
That's a bit weird.
You know.
So you
that
you
goes against everything that nature.
You got a DC deal.
I've been with DC for
DC
eight,
shoes or
eight
just
years.
Everything.
DC shoes America. I used to do their catalogs too.
Oh, nice. Oh, you were the guy in the catalogs.
You know. So I was with them 8 years. Yeah, I'm not like with them anymore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So highlight me.
Yeah, so we're looking for new deals for Breeze.
For Breeze.
Yeah, I got a few lined up, but I can't talk about them right now.
Of course, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for
until
them.
Until we sign on that
dotted
line.
They also international. So
call us as Bandot.
Show 8.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm a DC and I'm size 8.
Yeah, I got some for you.
I'll end it up.
Yeah, so I'm just looking for. I just emailed that. I'm not scared to email.
And you're not scared to hear no.
Yeah, I'm not scared to hear no. I've been hearing no's.
I think that's
don't be afraid
that's
to take the L.
That's a lot of power.
Take the L.
You need L.
Loss.
Oh damn, my bad. You know all these. Yeah, nigga, I'm an old nigga. So what?
Yeah. So like most independent guys or guys you don't have like a signed deal or management. Just email research, like you said. It's always good to learn and stuff. That's how I got the DC deal, by going there and just dancing on the table. Like, yo,
that's
come
amazing.
Watch my show.
Yeah,
for real.
And then they came and watched my show.
And they were like,
because I used to cramp back in the day.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was actually the first African champ in 2009.
So that
is dope.
I got the DC deal through dancing, then I carried on doing music, and they're like, okay.
Nice,
that's
dope.
Cool. Yeah.
Dope, that is cool.
And I think, you know, independent artists work the hardest.
Definitely.
Because you're not relying on anyone else
to do your marketing,
to do your
distribution.
And it teaches you who to work with and who not to work with.
That's true.
Because it's so easy to get lost in the niceties that people
in
do.
Don't get lost in the sauce.
How was the Iverson tour? With Nest.
The Iverson tour was crazy. Because I won't lie, the Iverson tour, when I got the opportunity, when they said, yo, we're going to put you on our lineup, I was like, big mistake. You know, that type of thing. Like, yo,
because I'm going to kill it.
Because a lot of people, they don't know certain artists, and other artists do well, but just because you're not there in the limelight, people think, hey, you're struggling. Man, we out here pushing, man.
So when
I got Iverson tour, I was like, yo, this is a perfect opportunity, because I've been here for like 6 months. And I hadn't been...
When you say here, you mean Johannesburg?
I mean Johannesburg, So when I was coming down to Durban, I was like, yo, I have to kill this. And I'm known on Instagram to like do dance trends and all that. So when I got the opportunity to get there, a lot of kids always DM me. I get like 20 DMs a day. Saying, yo, can I dance for you?
Can
you mentor us and stuff?
Sure.
When I got there, I gave like 6 kids the opportunity to be on stage, like you saw.
I saw on the video.
So I met them that day.
And you were like,
on stage.
And
it was epic.
Nice.
Iconic.
Iconic.
Legendary.
Stage godish.
Stage godish.
That's what you know,
shout out to Nasty. Shout out to my brother for that, man.
There we go.
Awesome.
You work a lot with kids, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got like a foundation or something.
Yeah,
tell us more about that.
I've got an academy, but it's still like, you know, it wasn't like signed with your Breeze got an academy. It's just like I was helping kids in Hillbrow.
Okay.
In Hillbrow Theatre, they dance there. But this year I'm working with ISASA and Rise Academy. It's a huge like deal type of thing. I'm gonna be mentoring like schools, if whoever wants to do performance. So like a lot of parents are like, my kid wants to rap, blah blah blah.
Sure.
So they don't know what they have to do to rap. So we're gonna be teaching like business and registering of songs and stuff like that. Then they can decide afterwards. Do they really want to do this? It's hard. So I'm going to be mentoring them every weekend, teach them performance, teach them about brands, how to brand yourself if you don't have a manager and all that. So it's exciting.
Sure.
And creativity. We need to go back to
Yeah. So like it's mainly I got it because they watched me at Iverson also.
Sure.
They've been like watching me, but at Iverson because they were also doing Iverson and sure. they're also part of Philip stuff here, CASP.
Okay.
Yeah, so they do like the youth networks to get the youth to come and watch. Yeah.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I'm working with those guys. So this is just to teach them more about performance. So I got it through like me being a good performer.
Yeah.
As I said, that you can just do your thing, man. People are watching.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be
just
like,
be yourself.
Yeah,
okay?
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
And
so
I mean,
I'm
social media
that.
Has made the world the size of a pea. So like,
yeah. And if you don't push yourself, who's gonna push you?
That's it. Hey?
Gotta be your own hype man, man.
Manje wena hype man yakho.
Funnily,
yeah,
I have to. You know?
Friend, that song's in my head, boy.
Yeah.
So, Thomas, in terms of finding managers and things like that, what's the process like? Because if you get signed, say you get scouted, you know that's an easy enough process. We know.
Yeah.
You
well,
get signed,
you think.
Yeah, but I mean, you get signed. Well, I'm assuming. Correct me if I'm wrong. Anyone in the studio, because Kodama creatives. You get signed, you get scouted, right? Maybe you're performing in Ixopo or something, and someone happens to be there, and they're like, oh, this kid's dope.
Yeah.
Let's take him to Sony there, and you get signed. And then they hand you a manager. Now,
Based on what they think is good for you.
Yeah. Now that you're independent, you have to search for yourself, Guti. I have to find myself a manager. How did that process go?
It's a tough process because Nami, you know, when you're coming up, it's so hard. Even if like maybe you have a hit song, and someone comes to us like, "Yo, Priest, we can do something,
yo,
give me your music, son. Yeah. We're gonna do this." It's tough because you like, okay, I don't know this guy, whatever. Sometimes you get excited, like, oh yeah, someone is
seeing
sure.
me.
You have to be careful with that because some people they're just looking at. Money. They're not looking.
Yeah.
They don't even know.
They don't care about your career.
Yeah. If Andile, you come to me and be like, "Yo, Breeze, I like what you're doing. Can you send me your music? Let me listen to more of it."
Sure.
That person is serious because that means they wanna hear your music.
Sure.
It's not someone who just said, "Yo, you have a hit song. Let's do this.
Let me put you on. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Let me put you on." Like with my manager that I just got now, Miss J. She does branding, so she's always submitting like music for like corporates.
Mm.
Oh, nice!
And funny enough, she got a hold of me and was like, "Yo, please, can I use you
for
this and this?"
Sure.
Then it carried on like her just submitting.
Then
I asked her, I was like, "Yo, I don't really have a manager." Yeah. Well,
how about it?
You know, and she's never managed anyone. Also, so she was like, it was a no-brainer because she doesn't wanna like keep using me. For ads and stuff like that. So it was easier for her to be like, okay, cool, let's do this because I need you for this and I need her for this.
Oh,
so
cool.
If you guys can work together and find a way, there has to be like that neutral ground where the manager's benefiting and you also benefit.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a good business. Like working machine.
Yeah.
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 That's and I was growing up in Kandla.
I didn't grow up in Kan.
Oh, but you're from Kan.
Itagazelo, like Shezi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but like home, same Zinto.
Okay.
But I was born in Nand.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, I was
okay.
Born in Nand. I stayed in Tuzuma, stayed in Mlazi. So like township life.
Township life.
Yes, guys. You know.
Yeah, but like Durban township life is not really township life, guys.
Yeah, that's very
what do you mean?
Different.
There's like banana trees and things.
No.
You can walk around and get
like
a mango.
Monkeys.
Hey, you guys are playing games.
It's like an episode of National Geographic. There's like spiders.
No, there's proper. There's proper township.
Like
Inand is like a village township mixed together.
Okay.
Nokfamu and stuff like that. But like Mlazi is a proper township.
Okay.
Mlazi is a proper township. Guamash is a proper township.
Yeah.
You know, maybe sometimes they were too violent, but like it's proper township. Mlazi is doing well. They've got a lot of things happening.
Where's this place? Eyadini. I've never been there.
It's Mlazi.
You know, I always go to Durban and I'm like, oh, this time I'm going to.
Everyone
Eyadini.
Wants to go for that picture. That
For
the famous walk.
No, Breeze, get this. My mom was Eyadini last year.
Is it a lie, bro?
Yeah, bro. Like, I was, yeah, that's embarrassing.
It's not. But I think it's not entirely embarrassing because it's how it's portrayed right now. What Eyadini is for.
Yeah, I'm a queen.
But Eyadini, when it started, like the owner was making it like a shisanyama for everyone.
Yeah.
Can even bring your kids and stuff like that
during
the day and then you go. So Eyadini is actually like a family braai place.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Shuti, everything that does well in South Africa becomes a party.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, yeah. So Tina, when we hear about it in Joburg, we're like,
it's a chilled place. Like, you can have fun there. It's just like they've expanded, man. Like,
that's dope.
Doing well, yeah.
That's dope.
Do you ever perform there? Do they have performances there?
Yeah, they do have performances there, but yo, that's they gotta book me there, man.
Yeah. Yo, Ayatini,
please get the stage guard on.
Fender.
Yeah, you know. And I stayed in Mlazi, so come on, guys.
Yeah, it's home. Come on. So tell me, Breeze, when did you move to Johannesburg?
Been here 6 months.
6 months.
Oh, yeah. Only 6 months.
Yeah, only 6 months.
Do you find that with your Zulu accent you get girls side better than you did it? Okay.
Right.
Yeah. No, right. I am struggling with nothing.
No, but like since I've been here, I haven't like really had time to like when I was I'm a type of person when I get somewhere I'm like, yo, I gotta get this, I gotta like focus. So
so you know why you're here.
So as soon as I got here, I did that Hillbro thing. I went to Hillbro, got the kids, you know. I like working towards helping others, you know.
Sure,
I know it sounds like lame and stuff for some people, but love it, you know. I got here, did that, and then like sorted out my publishing deal.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah that sorted. So I just had to get here and do what's right, you know. Because I'm signed under Universal with the publishing.
Okay.
So that's cool. So yeah, like with the girls, I'll see you just now.
give me some time. And what's up with Zulu guys and Sotho girls? You know, the first thing every time I go to Durban, or anywhere in KZN, and the guys obviously hear Guti accent, you're not from Durban. And the first thing they say is, yo, what's a Sotho? Like, there's this fascination about Zulu guys.
And your Sotho.
Yeah, my Sotho is dodgy. But when I speak Sotho in KZN, I know. Not live on
radio, I think it's because, I feel also with the Zulu guys or Durban, like, most Durban people don't know other languages.
True.
Yeah, that's when you get your like
icon Africans.
So when we hear,
so like, everything sounds exotic.
Yeah.
You hear, see, girls, like, when you go to Durban, you don't have to be from Brazil to be exotic. You can just
speak Sotho.
Yeah, just come to us. Yeah. And Sotho
language.
Yeah. And they'll be like, "Dude, ntombaza."
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. But are you enjoying yourself? You finding it very productive to be in Johannesburg?
Very.
I mean, with Abutira and them being in KZN, it seems like they are putting a lot of people on in terms of music, that side.
Yeah.
Do you think it's just really, is it more productive working out of Johannesburg than it is in KZN?
I'd say it works differently for everyone, but I think like in terms of the hip hop guys or the artists, it's always better to come this side and like just hustle. Like, even if you're staying in Durban, maybe give yourself like 6 months, come here and see what's happening. Like, I always say, the more you travel, the more like your mind opens and you know
exposure.
So like Thera and them, they used to be here. People don't know that people, they used to come here a lot.
Back in the day.
Like they laid foundation but they're not to say if you stay in Durban you're not gonna do well. You have to come here. You can't just be in Durban like, yo, I'm living. They all have to come here.
Yeah.
All of them, they come here and do what they need to do and get the right deals. To sign deals, you have to come up here.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you see yourself, you fly to, hey, guys, gotta go. I'm coming back in a few.
I'm just flying quickly to
So everything's here, and it's an important place, man. This is the place to be, you know.
Oh.
Now, you know, speaking about the traveling and stuff, I've lived in quite a lot of places, and there's different cultures for every place. Now, I want to speak specifically about the work culture, because you're clearly a hard worker. Do you think that people who are from Johannesburg have the same work culture, or are they just plain old lazy? Because I see a lot of people coming from outside of Joburg to do really amazing things in Johannesburg, whereas Joburg kids...
And things that have always been here, right in front of our faces.
Right in front of your faces. Yeah. I mean, like you're saying, to sign a deal, you have to come to Joburg.
Yeah.
Yet you find people, egas, or whatever, going, oh, I'm going to rap and I'm going to or whatever. and I've never been signed. And, yeah. and here Breeze comes, or whoever comes from Durban,
and
Cape Town,
gets signed
whatever.
Almost immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's also like that saying, what to you, when you have everything, you take it for granted.
Yeah.
So I think it's that type of thing. Like us, we've got the beach.
Yeah.
And we can go a whole year without going to the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Joe, people are like, yo, you guys are sleeping.
Yeah.
The beach is here.
So I think that's a great analogy.
Yeah. So over here, I think there's a lot of kids who actually do music.
Yeah.
But most of them like don't really like blow up as quick as maybe someone who comes from Durban. Like, look how quickly Nasty C like also did it.
And they do it for themselves and for no one else. They don't go to the right people. Yeah, they hope to get scouted.
Yeah.
Like there are scouts walking around the streets of Soweto just waiting for the new sound.
So like the whole thing, I think it won't be fair for me to say like Joburg people are lazy. Because Joburg people actually like work hard also. That's why everything is here. But I think when you come from a different city, especially like a lot of Durbanites do well here. If they're talented, they like do very well.
Yeah.
So when they get chairs, it's
important,
like
important if they're talented.
You gotta be talented. Some are lucky, you know.
Yeah.
But if they come here, they're like, yo, I came far, man. You know, I gotta get this. You know, I gotta do well. And
I didn't come all this way.
I didn't come all this way for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
So whenever we come here, we know that we know what we have to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
Gotta go to Randburg, go to these offices, go somewhere, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So you're always on the move.
Yeah, we've got that mentality. But also in Durban, there's some lazy guys, you know.
Yeah.
It's a chilled city. Some people are very lazy there, especially when it comes to entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like everyone just like works 9 to 5 by Spanella.
Yeah. There's no 10 to 5 in Durban.
There's no traffic, you know. Yeah. So it's different to here. Here there's traffic. People are on a go. People like, you know, there's Cliff Central, guys. Come on.
Come on.
People
what are you
out
sleeping
here.
On? This
people
is
out
corner.
Here working, you know? People are so like there's different things. People come up with different things like how Cliff Central is. In Durban we need more innovators.
You know.
We can't always come to Joburg and be like, yo, this is where it's at, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
Also
sure.
in Durban they need to do that. So I think that's what we're lacking at.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, there's talents, people coming through here and making it with acting and everything,
sure.
but also in Durban Nights we must innovate and make our own thing, so we don't have to travel here all the time.
That's true. This is maybe. Do you want to tell us what this song is called?
Patty.
Oh, Patty.
Well,
okay, the track. This track is called Patty. It features Moonshout.
Yeah. Okay.
Moonshout Saneli. Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
she's she's amazing. It also features Muzi Mazibugu. He produced it.
Nice.
Nice. Muzi is a crazy producer. So yeah, it's gonna be on my debut album.
Yeah.
That is dropping in September sometime.
Let's get it.
So
let's get it.
First on Cliff Central Curve Corner.
That's not it. Ooh. Sorry, we're experiencing technical difficulties.
That is the wrong one still.
Police and alums.
Yeah. Pull up, pulley.
Let's go.
Hello, Moya Party, just for the night. Boys and girls wanna party. Boys and girls wanna party. Come on. Come on.
right. You better feel the vibe, you're gonna turn it up until you get it right. She is left for Tina Sizzle Jive, a man in your swim scene, the Sizzle Shy Pass. Skit test, life from lands, and no more shake comes in. I seek his stress. Stiff, make a deep dash. Sisong and I, Nungazo, shall we speed? We live in the dance, gotta get in the trance. When you forget the past, trying to give it the best. Iyash, Angwazimba, it's cook sinking, Angwazimba. You gotta pop to this, you gotta rock to this. I'm in a different level than you're gonna talk to this. Ungazo, please, just in the sand of night. The boys and girls, when I feel the vibe. Boss,
turn your speakers up, don't you kill the vibe.
Party in the studio. So now doing this song, like, you know, because I'm very interested in creation of any kind, whether you're an engineer and creating buildings and bridges and whatever, or you're an actor, it's a lot of creation. You know, you're putting something new into this earth that has possibly never been there, hopefully never been there, and what process do you go to? Is there some sort of mental preparation that you have to undergo before you go, okay, let's go to the studio now and let's get it?
Yeah, I've got like a crazy process, because sometimes I can be thinking of something while I'm sleeping. I can't sleep, like I'm late, like I work well at night.
Okay,
so
okay.
I'll be sleeping and I'll be like, yo, this idea is dope.
Like, yeah.
Even with Fender.
Yeah.
And we came up with the idea when I was going to go perform.
Sure.
I was going to perform in I was going to perform in a club in Durban.
Yeah.
And it was like 1 a.m. We were about to leave.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, hey, it's like there's this idea I got, and everyone, like, we were talking about like hook fan there, you know, like,
fan.
I was like, yeah. And then someone was saying fan, and I was like, yeah.
That's
you know, like, so that's how I come up with like songs. It can be random. I can be in a club and I see something, you know, especially like with Party. Muzi and I came up with it.
Sure.
I was at his studio and he was like because he makes like a lot of African, but so some of his stuff is like deep, like Afro.
Yeah, I mean, because that Party sounds like something that you jam to in the DRC, like,
yeah,
you hear them, écoute mon frère, écoute.
Yeah.
You know,
so that's like the sound I'm doing. It's called Zulu Bass.
It's
a mixture of rapping in Zulu and English on EDM, Afro, dubstep beats.
Okay.
Like, I do hip hop, but that's my sound, you know, because I want the world to know it.
Yeah, so it's a new category.
Yeah, I've been working
hip-hop
on it for 5 years and stuff. So nice. I always come up with like different Zulu hooks.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I'm trying to make Zulu cool.
That's really cool.
Okay.
Bringing it back home.
Yeah.
Bringing and
it
showing
back home.
People who AmaZulu are, and that you guys can be hip, which is really cool.
It's,
because we're always learning about other people's cultures through music, through everything.
Yeah.
And we're neglecting our own, really.
And it's important if you want to do music or whatever. I'm not saying like I have a problem with English rappers, but like there always has to be a certain way of you doing it. That's not going to be the same as Drake's or Lil Wayne's, whatever. Because when you go to America and they hear this, they're like, yo.
Yeah, this is
son,
fresh.
This is fresh.
Yeah.
This is
fresh.
From Africa, Mbogado.
Yeah.
So like, they always, it's important for us to always bring it back. Even if you're rapping in English, like, add some sounds. You know, we had Chico Twalas. We had, you know, we had those guys. You know, those are guys I looked up to.
And the guys who made it big.
With our sound.
Without English.
Lady Smith are still winning Grammys.
Hey.
You know, those are guys like I listen to. Like,
speaking about Grammys, do you think there's a lot of trap artists in this country? You know, Fucked Up Society is one. You know, great guys doing their thing out there, Pimville Boys. Mm. but do you think that having trap artists in this country, they'll be capable of reaching heights like Ezabu, what's his future in them? Do you think that's a possibility with the internet and social media and being able to access everyone. I mean, Black Coffee Konamanje is working with Diddy and, yeah, and all these people, and Pharrell and them.
Okay.
I'm speaking trap specifically.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was about to say you put
not just South African artists. I'm asking about trap particularly. Because you were talking about originality and this sparked my question.
Yeah. I won't lie, like trap, it's gonna be very hard.
Yeah.
Like, there's kids who are good though, like with trap inside.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that when they take it overseas,
they have it.
They have it already, and they'll be like, "Oh, this sounds like a Future beat."
Yeah.
So that's the only sad thing. If they do something, they'll always say, "This sounds like this sounds like." Because Nazi, we influenced by America,
of course,
the trap. Yeah. So you might get lucky, and then maybe your trap song is doing so well and viral. That's why we spoke about YouTube.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
that's what can really make you big in the States.
That's how Justin Bieber got his break.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So with the trap guys, like if they're just dropping a song. And then there's no like content for it. They're like really wasting their time. You know, so we gotta, okay, if they're doing trap, at least like add something
fusion.
It, you know, to make it even more different to what those guys are doing. Because I also watch reactions, I mean, on YouTube.
Okay,
those help.
Yeah.
You know.
Ha, so you're part of the Black Twitter Society.
No. I watch reactions because I want to see like how they feel overseas about our music. See, there's this Obenufu or something from the UK.
I've seen that group. Yeah,
they do like reactions to like African music
from
the UK. So most of the times when they do reactions, to like a hip hop guy who's rapping in English, they're normally not sold.
Okay.
Like when I've watched it, they're normally not sold.
Okay.
Unless they'll add something that's different on it. But whenever you hear like Uololo, hey, they go crazy. Like like when they played Uololo, and they recently just did one on Destruction Boys. Like they lose their marbles.
Yeah, Omunye's
lit. So you can see that the more we do our own thing, the more our music sells.
But that's it.
Yeah, the more we do our own thing.
Because that's what we know best.
Yeah, that's why Black Coffee is doing well.
Yeah,
you know, because he sells.
He's only Black Coffee.
You know, and he sells our sound.
Sound. Yeah.
He sells our sound. That's why they're putting him to produce. They'll never put you to produce a trap song and be like, "Yo, come through. We need you to lay something." They only do that if you have that certain African thing to it.
Sure,
then they'll be like, "Yo, Andile, please add a drum there."
Yeah.
African drum.
Yeah,
so we gotta. Like, I know it's hard sometimes because it's what we grew up listening to, or the Americans have got like a stronghold on us, you know.
We grew up listening to these guys.
But like, try and go back to the old, like the young guys, especially if you're listening. Go back and
dig in the crates.
You know, listen to the old like African stuff. They're all on YouTube.
Yeah.
They're all on YouTube. Just search for that thing and then just find that it can even be like one drum line.
Sure.
That one thing or one chance.
Mm,
one chance that can make your trap song different. Yeah, yeah. You know?
Sure.
Who was your biggest influence in South Africa growing up?
Chico Twala, Brenda, Yvonne Chaka Chaka.
Okay.
Brenda and the Big Dudes. Yeah.
So everyone under Chico Stable.
Yeah, Chico.
Basically.
Chico.
New Age. Oh, yeah, Johnny next door.
Super Hot Sticks.
Yeah.
Those guys had like those nice elements and everything, but like. In the newer generation, it was like your Double HPs.
Yeah.
You were a dancer for Double HP at some stage.
Yeah, I danced for Double HP.
When was this?
2010 time.
Oh, that's not too long ago.
Yeah,
it's like almost a decade ago.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, it's almost. 2010 times. Yeah. That time we even used to chill like Casper, you know.
But
those guys, your Zolas.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, like, when Zola used to make dreams come true in 3 days.
Zola was crazy. Like, even in the album, Lenom Dream.
Yeah,
ah, that was an album.
That album was crazy. Yeah. The album was crazy.
To date, you dropped that. Poor.
Hey, because he even used to, now, like, he used to spit. Like, he used to rap hard.
Yeah.
You know, he was quite a guy, but, like, you know, KB.
He had bars.
He had KB, the producer, who, you know, used to add that, you know. Yo, so like those guys inspired me. Mandoza's, those guys inspired like my work a lot because that's why I do like Zulu bass.
So like everyone you sort of touched on right now, most of them didn't go to school for their music. You know that,
And it just brings back our point.
Exactly, and this is what I find it hard to understand why us as the parents of
you know, the next generation, still have it in our minds that, oh no, you have to go to UJ, you have to go to, firstly, you're going to spend, I don't know, how much is school fees at UJ now?
I don't know, at UJ.
Or whatever, at MGI.
At the time, it was about 32K a year.
32K, and yeah. You need to do 4 years, so you're blowing...
Oh, okay. Degree is 3 years, depending on what you're doing, yeah.
Okay, so 96,000 rand, mm-hmm. almost 100,000 rands, right? Mm-hmm. And this is just on tuition. This is excluding the books, this is excluding...
Lodging
and all of that. So yeah. you back then, in the early 2000s, you were looking at easily 200,000, 250
yeah.
for your kid to get any sort of education. I sort of feel like if I buy my kid...
A
MacBook, you know, and get them a 40 gig line
yeah.
in my house, mm-hmm. they can do anything.
They can be whatever they want.
Do you know what I mean? They, because I've learned so much. Guys, you know, making music has been this thing. It's so far-fetched. I used to play the guitar, right? Mm. And, oh my God, it was like, oh, yeah. For chicks. I did it for chicks. I was the guy walking around. You know how it used to be like back in the day when you were a hip-hop star or whatever? You'd have
with
a guitar
box.
And you'd have a bag yeah. with like yeah. books that you don't read. And,
that
and,
were
and,
heavy as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was that guy. But I always had the thing for some reason, you know. But I've never been disciplined enough really to stay on a particular instrument or actually learn music theory as a whole. But I got this MacBook and I got onto GarageBand within 2 days. I downloaded maybe 5 tutorials from YouTube. Tutorial. Basics of GarageBand. Okay, how to make your first trap beat. How to what. Within a day, I was, you know, I was making something that resembled a song. It resembled a song. Like I said in the beginning, it wasn't good. So do you think perhaps the government should, instead of saying education must be free, because they spend lots of money on NAFSAs, right?
Yeah, they do.
Baby girl got 14 bars. You know, so there's clearly money good NAFSAs. Do you think they could like redirect that money to just getting everybody a PC and internet?
Mm.
And they would get better.
See, what you're saying is so important, because if they can do that, like they'll be, will even get closer to being second world.
Mm.
Yeah, you know,
because the thing that they got us overseas with is the free
internet.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there's Wi-Fi everywhere.
There's internet
yeah.
everywhere, and yeah. and I feel if we can get that in South Africa, we'll have even more knowledge about stuff. And
yeah.
like you said, you when you got that app, your music got better and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
yeah.
So I think if the government can do exactly what you're saying, because I've also been thinking about it. Imagine if they can put more PCs in Makai, because those are
yeah,
the people
yeah.
that are getting like distinctions and all
exactly,
that.
So exactly.
So if they can do that and put PCs there, put internet
Venda.
There, you know.
A vendor. Yes, a vendor. Them kids is always number one in the country.
Yeah.
You know.
Because maybe those are the kids that are going to change the community there. That's
yeah.
it.
And, yeah.
and that's
better.
What we're trying to do,
that's
right?
What we're trying
yeah,
to do.
Stay in your
yeah.
hometown and fix
and,
up
and
your
fix
hometown.
Up your
yeah.
home. So
do you think the people in the government are idiots?
Dun, dun, dun.
It's a legitimate question.
They can be smarter with the money.
Yeah, so they're idiots.
That's a very political
because I'll say it, they're idiots.
Yeah.
Because I feel like they spend so much money on idiotic things. If you're going to spend money on idiotic things, you're an idiot. You know. Enough such guys. No, bro, I can be an asshole, it's fine. But these guys are idiots. Give us free internet.
Give us free.
That's it.
Yeah, you know, free internet will help a lot.
High speed
yeah.
free, high speed, uncapped, unrestricted internet.
And see what happens.
It'll change this country.
And see what happens. I mean, the amount of kids that
yeah,
we
it'll
see,
change this country.
You know, the Reavaya stations all have Wi-Fi, right?
Yeah.
Well, it, yeah, they do. When you drive past a Reavaya station, there
yeah.
are so many kids sitting outside of each of those stations.
Yeah, with tablets, laptops.
Yeah, with tablets, with laptops. And I mean, these kids are doing everything from looking for jobs to being on YouTube University
yeah,
and asking Uncle
yeah.
Google stuff and whatever. Because at the end of the day, we are sitting with an unemployment crisis in this country, and we need to breed more entrepreneurs. We need to breed
That's
more people
true.
Who are going to make jobs, you know. And I mean, like what you're doing right now, you are going out there teaching kids who would have not really been able to receive what you're giving them and now they are. Where are those kids gonna go?
Yeah, I they're gonna look, go so when far. When you look at it, like the most powerful people in the country are the kids on Twitter.
Yeah,
of course, twelebs.
They can change your life. They can destroy your life. Like, right now.
So, twelebs. We had Daniel Marvin on.
Shout out to Daniel.
2 weeks ago, we had Daniel Marvin here. He owns Twitter. Like I've seen everybody else try with more followers. People are not doing as much as that guy. There's a guy, Trapper Fassa. Remember Trapper Fassa?
Yeah. On Twitter. Who does the drive.
Yeah, he did some drive, like, girls send me pictures. I think, like, three girls send pictures or something like that.
Daniel had a hashtag.
But Daniel, proud ladies.
Daniel with their bodies. Bikinis for Daniel.
Yeah,
for Daniel, yeah.
That was lit. And you're quite right. These guys are the future. Yeah. You know, the episode, we had called it Death of the Traditional Celebrity. Because they're dying, and I know you're in that industry, and we celebrate.
No, I think Ubriz has.
I'm not, unfortunately.
Do you want to be one?
No.
I think you are the kind of person who has fused the two. You know, where I mean, you got the DC deal through emails and you trend every now and again.
Yeah.
So you have fused.
There's a nice balance.
Yeah, there's a nice balance between the traditional celeb because you hang with them because you know you can't not and being your own person from Mlazi with the accent with the you know what I mean, like you're not taking away from who you are and you're just.
Yeah, like with me, I don't even like pay attention to like that Wootsy celebs or whatever. I don't even get a chance to like hang with them a lot, but they know who I am. That's what's important. Wootsy, they know my work.
Yeah.
That means like they know like what I put out and stuff. Yeah. Sure. Although most of them won't tell you. Don't be like, yo, please, this is dope. You know?
Yeah.
Won't tell you.
DM.
But you know, you know they know.
Yeah.
So if you're listening there, you just do dope stuff, man. Yeah. Do dope shit.
Yeah.
If you do dope shit, people will always know, man.
Yeah.
Even if like people end up giving you titles, like to you, because that's how great you are.
Stage god.
I ain't playing nobody. Siyabangena.
2018 is the year, huh?
Yeah, it's the year.
So I don't want to say it's the year. So
make it the year.
You probably should have started with this question. But what's your name?
Outside of
my name is Sibusiso, which means blessing.
Oh yeah.
Oh, good.
That's it.
Ubiza Numa.
Uma.
Yeah.
Sibu.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have like a puppy type of thing?
Nah.
Why when you want to keep a serial number one?
Ah, like you want to go as many. Eh?
Just my dad. Sometimes he wants to act cool at all. Please.
Oh, okay.
Please, humble as you.
Please. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And have they always supported your journey into music, or did you start out as a chemical engineer first and then decide?
I was actually like a sports guy. Like it's all colors for like rugby, soccer.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
And stuff. So I was at the Sharks Academy.
Okay. Oh.
So like I was very like sports orientated and stuff. And then when I went to varsity, I got a bursary. Study sports management and sports psychology.
Nice.
So I studied that. Then only I could do what I want.
Oh, properly. Okay.
So imagine if I did what you said.
Yeah.
I started a long time ago.
I'd
be a machine. You know?
Yeah.
So after that, and then, you know, I didn't teach. Like I got in late with hip hop dance because I'm shy local dance.
Yeah.
I won the African champ
after a year
and stuff like that. So it's crazy. So many things like you can teach yourself and learn.
Yeah, from definitely. Different things.
So I was
who's a better dancer, you or Kidda the Great?
I know Kidda.
Yeah.
Kidda's better.
Kidda's ill.
Yeah, Kidda's better.
Yeah, okay.
If I was his age, I'd be better than him.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Kidda's very good. You know what makes him good?
What makes him good?
He adds that swag.
Yeah,
he's got so much swag.
He before he was well known, he didn't study this choreographing thing.
No.
He got
no.
better like through the years.
On the streets.
I remember his video that like became viral. He was still like, what, 10 or 8?
Yeah,
sure.
It was a battle.
Like there's this thing Tommy the Clown they do every year in America.
Okay.
It's been around for like a long time.
Mm. Yeah.
Tommy the Clown, he brings together like kids from different areas of America. It's like very hood.
Mm.
And they have like battles like every year. So Kidda was there and he was battling. Then that famous video that blew up.
Yeah.
From there he took it, he ran with it. and he just got better. Now he's like a judge at places at such a young age.
Sure.
For World of Dance. And
yeah, shows. He's sure. doing yeah. the most.
So he's doing the most. And I feel like there's South Africans also who can do that. Like,
yeah, definitely.
There's a lot of dope dancers here also. It's just that we give up too quickly.
No, and another thing, the education is wrong. We get it beaten out of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you've got a skill. I can see you've got a skill as my child, and you're 8 years old talking about Ufunuk giant dancer. Yeah. And I'm going to say, how is that going to pay your bills?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You understand?
But and if support is there.
Yeah, support is there. Goes a long way.
You see, it's like parents who go with their kids. You watch your talent shows there. You see the white parents there. Like, my son has been doing this for like since he was 8 years old.
Yeah. I love the accent. Yeah.
So it's important that like we have more of that, like to like especially like the black parents, like to do that and enhance the skills. Like, I even used to swim, man. I was a good swimmer.
Listen, this guy.
Then I stopped.
You have a black kid that swam? Yeah.
He can swim. This guy,
it's just an example, but like just cause they think it's a white thing. But if you're good at it, you could enhance
that's
the skill.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
help
true.
Enhance the skill. You
don't
know?
Quit anything you're good at.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, it's been an absolutely awesome show. Thank you so much.
Are we
for
done?
Us. We are, unfortunately.
Yeah, we're gonna. What jam do you want us to play out with?
Hey.
Yeah, so it's manje.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Shai no kwacha. I think I should, like, work here with you guys. This is cool.
We should have you on again.
Whenever you're in Joburg, let us know.
I'll come and talk about anything. Talk about Donald Trump and everything.
What was this thing with the shithole countries? Donald Trump?
Yeah,
he called everything. In any case, guys, this is my time. Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice. Before I forget, shout out to the love of my life. Figile Palis, it's her birthday. She turned 30 today, I think.
Yay!
Or 31.
Breeze is going to be teaching us Unokwacha. If you want to see more of that, you can catch the video
on YouTube. Yeah.
My name is Nolu Tandunkosi. Thank you so much for joining us.
Big thighs, save lives.
This is CliffCentral.com.